Pesach, he's shoyle and ruchas haPesach, kodem haPesach, shloishim yoyim. That one should begin, begin discussing ruchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach, shloishim ruchas Pesach. So this sugya, the sugya Pesachim, however, it comes up in Ar Mesichta and Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. The Chavetz Chaim points out that the way that it comes up in our sugya, in our Mesichta, has a very important impact on how to understand the halacha. Comes up in Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. The Gemara there discusses when is the latest that a person can, that a Beis Din could establish the year to be a Shana Me'uberes. The Gemara says, discussing whether we could, whether Beis Din could make the year into a leap year as late as the end of Adar. In other words, if right now the Beis Din was looking around and the Beis Din saw that the things are not so good, right now you look out and you see that for Karet, you see that we're in the right zone. You see Pesach is going to be in a good spring zone. But the Ibra Hashana worked. Ad Kirei Kach, that I was just discussing in Shul this week, that there's a mitzvah, there's a din derabbanan to make a bracha on the new budding trees. And usually, in the Gemara in Bracha says that one goes out to be Yimei Nisan. And usually, most years we discuss what happens if you miss Yimei Nisan. You know, it's strong, Yimei Nisan works for everybody, but in a little bit north of the, further north, see, Yimei Nisan often doesn't work. So the poskim discuss it, and the understanding of most of the poskim, most of the svarim, is that Yimei Nisan refers to a season. So if in America the season is a little bit later, so make it a little bit later. So this year, for the first time in many, many years, it will probably be very easy to make the bracha in Nisan, and even possibly the end of Adar. There's a Birkei Yosef. What happens if the trees begin to bud at the end of Adar? So I thought that we would then, unless you are in a place where the season is an end of Adar season, which I don't think exists, because if in Eretz Yisrael it's a Nisan season, then you're not going to get any closer to the equator probably to make it into an Adar season, as far as I can see. But somebody, after I gave the shiur, somebody sent me a piece from some in the newspaper that the question was posed to Chaim Kanievsky, that apparently in Eretz Yisrael also the trees are already budding at the end of Adar, so should we make the bracha now at the end of Adar, wait till Nisan? He was very dismissive of the question. He said, every year it's Nisan, Nisan this year also. He said, we've had leap years before, and we made the bracha Nisan. This year also make the bracha Nisan. So the Gemara points out, when is the latest? What would happen if it's the end of Adar and you see Fakarit? You see that it's a regular Shana Peshuta, and it's still snowing in March. Eretz Yerushalayim, the snowstorm in March. What would it then be? Would the Beis Din then say, we're going to end up having Pesach in winter, and we have to add in time, or it's too late, and the chips are ready in their place, and you can't change it. That is the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Sanhedrin. Gufa Omar Shmuel Ein Ma'abrinus Hashana B'Yom Shloishim Shel Adar Hoyel V'Royel Lekov Oy Nisan. Shmuel says the last day of Adar is your last day in which you can no longer be Ma'abaris Hashanah, because the last of Adar can really be Nisan, so it's too late. Ibru Amah, what happened to the Beis Din? Made a mistake, and they were Ma'abar or B'Shas Adchak. Omar Ula, Ein Mekadshin Nisachoydesh, Kitshimai, Omar Rava, Batel Ibur. Doesn't work. It's not Chal. Rav Nachman Amar Ma'ubar, Mukudosh, an Ibur that is made incorrectly would still be Chal. Machleik is Rav Nachman, not our Machleik. Omalei, Rava Rav Nachman. So when Rava defended his position to Rav Nachman that the Beis Din made the leap year, established the leap year too late in the year, then the leap year is not chal. So Rava said, Michde mi poyle pischa til sim yamin have. Purim to Pesach is 30 days. Umi purya darshinon vilchesa Pesach. And on Purim, it's a machleik is achronim. Whether it be purya means on Purim or after Purim. Machleik is between the Pri Chodosh. The Shuv of Shlomo Kluger in this. Pichonish brings a raya. On Purim itself, does one begin to discuss Hilchos Pesach? Because Purim is Shloshim Yoyim, when the Lashon HaGemara is Davka Lav Davka. So mi Purya Darshinan beHilchos Pesach. De Tanya, this is the Chavis Chaim points out a Gvaldig Adik in the Sugya here. The Tanya Shalim Vilchis Pesach Kainim LePesach Shloishim Yoyim. We'll come back to Deacon in a few minutes. So the Rava says to Rav Nachman, how could you conceivably be Ma'aber as Hashan? How could you create a leap year after Purim already? Because on Purim or right after Purim, depending on the Pshat and the Sugya, we begin to discuss Vilchis Pesach. Rav Shimon Gamliel says Shabbos is to begin around Rosh Chodesh. What's going to happen if Jews are going to start learning Hilchos Pesach on Shushan Purim and Purim, and then they're going to mark in their, and they know 30 days later they're holding by the Seder, and then what's going to happen is you'll come and you'll say, eh, no one gets nervous, Chazal added an entire month, get another month to worry Hilchos Pesach. They're going to end up being less concerned with chametz altogether. They're going to say, look, if the rabbis could do this, if the rabbis could tell us, yes, chametz, no chametz, on, off, you know, how serious could the whole situation be? Right? If they could get us all revved up, start taking hilchos chametz, hilchos matz, and then think, oh, wait, another 30 days. So also it'll create an impression or an attitude of zilzul to Hilchos Chametz. Osi lezilzulei v'chametz. Omalei, so Rav Nachman says to Rava, mei da yediyah d'shasem abarte b'chush min Italia milsa. Am b'chush min ahu d'loi solik l'rabbonan at hashta. So Rav Nachman says, no, Klal Yisrael knows that leaping the year is a cheshmen, it's just based on calculations. So Chazal were trying to crack the calculation, they were working on it. And they didn't come up with all the cheshbonos until very, very late. It took them time to get the all the facts, the information, and working out the figures. So the Jews will understand that there's no reason that Chazal are not being dismissive or undermining or taking Pesach less serious. No. The Jews will understand that Chazal take it extremely serious, so serious that they kept on working and working and finally only came up with the numbers after Purim at the very, very end. Good? But you see from this sugya, right? You see from this sugya, what's important for us right now is that the first mechaber in Hilchos Pesach, Shonos Pesach, Kolim Pesach from Yoim, so that is apparently a very significant halacha. Ad kirei kach, that Rava said that for that reason, that's one of his questions to Rav Nachman, that once the Jews begin learning Hilchos Pesach, you can't, we have, it's such a widespread practice, halach, whatever it is, that after that point, one can no longer budge the date of Pesach. Even if it will mean that Pesach may be kept in the less than best time. So that's the Machlekes Rav Nachman. However, the Rava's din, the din that Rava's quoting, to the Ebraisa, so that's quoted in Masechtas Pesachim, halacha that is very, very relevant. And that is, when is the Chiyuv B'dika Chal? Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Am Faresh V'yotze B'Shayara Koidim Shloshim Yoyim. Person goes out, Yotze B'Shayara, goes on a safari. the new kind of Pesach program. Starts 2 days early. And before Shai Yotze B'Shayara, probably we had to go to business at that time. But the person goes in this very luxurious Pesach program. The cruise begins by Purim. Before Purim. It's a Purim Pesach program. So Ein Zokuk Levar. He doesn't have to do B'dikas Chometz in his home. Toich Shoshim Yoim. But if he couldn't get on the luxury program, Nevach, he only gets to go away for Pesach. Toich Shoshim Yoim. Right, so then Aloch is Zokuk Levar. He has to do B'tel Chometz and B'dikas Chometz in his house. Omer Bayim. Hoda Amrat Toich Shoshim Yoim Zokuk Levar. Lei Omer El Shadayte Lachzer. Abul Ein Dayte Lachzer Ein Zokuk Levar. So Abaya says this is the sugya that he talks about. In other words, you go away for Pesach. What are your obligations in terms of your home and Pesach? So Abaya says that leaving Toch Shloshim Yom that requires you to do bedika in your home if you are going to come back for Pesach. But if you don't intend to come back for Pesach, if you intend to, Abaya says the following din. Do I have to prepare my home for Pesach? So Abaya says, if you're not going to be home for Pesach, you'll do Beetle, but you're not going to Bedika, why? If I'm going to be home for Pesach, I have to prepare the home. Wouldn't have to start worrying about Pesach. I go on a cruise, Hanukkah time. I won't be back till Pesach. I have to do B'dikas Chometz at Hanukkah time. No. If I leave within 30 days, do B'dikas Chometz. If I leave before 30 days, don't do B'dikas. When I come home, I'll do B'dikas then probably. Omalei Rava. No. Punk for care. If you're coming back, on Pesach, you have to do B'dikas Chometz no matter when. You leave Rosh Hashanah time, 6 months earlier. You have to make sure that you know there's Chometz in the house. You know you're going to be there Pesach. You have to make sure the home is ready for Pesach. Elomer Rava, Hoda Omrat. This din, the 30-day din, Le'omenash Ein Daite Lachzer, Avol Daite Lachzer, Afilim Rosh Hashanah, Zokuk Levayer. So Rava says, a person's going away for Pesach. Halacha l'maaseh, they're leaving the home of Pesach. If they're going to be home, if they're coming back, Chol HaMoed, of course they have to do B'dikas Chometz. There's nothing to talk about. It doesn't matter when, where, you're going to be home of Pesach, you have to have your home ready. You have to be able to walk into your home and have no chashash Chometz. Sometimes people make mistakes. They think they'll be away for Pesach. Something happens, they have to come back. Right? They make a miscalculation. They think they'll be back before Pesach. Things don't work out. The planes got delayed, and they came up in the family. So then you have to do the evidikadin of doing a bedika on Chol HaMoed. Right? The Gemara talks about it. But if you know in advance that you're going to come back home on Pesach, of course you have to have the home ready so when you come back, bedika is taken care of. But what's the din if I'm not going to be home every Pesach? On Pesach Bechlal. I won't be home on Pesach. The plans are going to be for Pesach. So Rava says, that's the din over here. If you leave within Shloshim Yoyim, you got to do B'dika. If you left before Shloshim Yoyim, no din B'dika. So the upshot of this sugyam, when you learn Pesach and B'iyon, so you come up with the following din. The Chiyuv B'dika is Chal 30 days before Pesach. My obligation to prepare my own for Pesach began already. That doesn't make sense to prepare it right now because I'm using Chometz. And there are many minhogim that come from this understanding of the din. For example, there's a minhag you'll find not to bring Sfarim to the table after Purim. Right? Some people never bring Sfarim to the table all year round. Right? And but that's one of the just hanhoga. In other words, the presence of Pesach begins right after Purim. Before Purim, we're not mechuyev to have the Pesach be a cheshbon in what we do. But after Purim, you make cheshbonim with Pesach. Right? So before Purim, you want to bring a sefer to the table. Fine, you bring the table. And then hopefully before Pesach, you'll remember which form you used and you'll shake them out and make sure it's okay. Right? or you won't bring any svarim to the table on Pesach. But after Purim, then you begin to make cheshbonos for Pesach. Where does it come from? From this Gemara. Halacha lemaase, right? Va'oz the Rava l'taime. Rava's din that this new din that we just discovered that there's some kind of a halacha, I haven't been magdi yet, but you have to have Pesach as part of your cheshbonos after Purim. The Omer Rava ha'oise beisay oitzer koydim shloishim yoyim ein zokuk levar toich shloishim yoyim zokuk levar.
If a person is rearranging his home and he decided that the place where he's living he's making his home into an osur shechnas shom tvul v'techta chometz. He decided he's going to make his home into a warehouse. Right? The full deal. He's going to have, what do they have at the bottom of the warehouse? The pallets. No?
Yeah.
And then on top of the pallets, he's going to have, it looks like a Costco kind of place. Right? So he decided he has built a new house down the road. I'm moving for Pesach. His home is coming to Beit now. When it comes to Beit Zoyt, that means if I have Chometz, there used to be Chometz there. But the halacha is that if my Chometz is inaccessible, it's kilu, it's not there. It's kimvur, right? In other words, the halacha is I know that some Chometz rolled down behind the oven. And I'm mechuyev to move the oven out and get the Chometz. I know it's there. The halacha is Chometz shenofla love my place. I can't get to it. Impossible to get to it. The dog couldn't get to it. Not mechuyev to get after it. We have a chumra. The truth is that if it rolled down there, it's not really lechila probably. Okay? But we have a chumra sometimes to spritz detergent in that area so that I know mamish mafsut mechilas kelev. But mikaradin. Chometz shenof lov mapoilus. If the chometz is inaccessible, kimvur. So Rava says, I have a place. I know it's full of chometz, right? And I'm turning this into a beis hoitzer. So am I mechuyev to do bedikas chometz on it? Comes Pesach, the chometz is kimvur, right? In other words, the first din was comes Pesach. I'm not going to be in the place. Next thing is, I'm going to be in the place, but the chomei's not going to be there, right? The kibbur. So Rav says, it depends. If it's before shloish miyoyim, but chiyav bedikah is chal already. We only do it orli ar ba'osar. But if I'm not going to be able to do it orli ar ba'osar, I have to do bedikah before. That's Rav's then. How you can, so toich shloish miyoyim, the chadchil loizel biyuroi. I have to do a chadchil the kibbur. So that begins with Shloshim. That's Rava's din, right? And therefore, when people travel away on Pesach, they often ask the question: they're going with Pesach. Now it's a hafli v'fela. The number of programs that are available for Pesach ever since Rosh Hashanah. Every Jewish newspaper is full of programs all over the world. We can't criticize it because we might see Mashiach. It'll also be a Pesach, every Pesach from Yerushalayim. But also, everybody outside of Yerushalayim is also going to be coming to Pesach program in Yerushalayim. Every big Yerushalmi business to host all the Jews in Yerushalayim. So, it's all hachon if you're Mesa Mashiach. They used to. So the question is that until 30 years ago, the person went over for Pesach. He prepared the home for Pesach. The person left there. There weren't too many programs then. The person went to their children for Pesach, went to their parents for Pesach. So until 30 years ago, Gemara says, "Within Shlosh Yom, Chiyuv Bedikas Chal, got to do it." And then about 30, 40 years, people began to discover that the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that what happens if a person sells his home before Pesach? So, Purim, he owned his house. But comes Pesach, he's not going to own the house. Is there a chiv then? If I'm going to travel away, but I have a house, chiv bedika. I turn my house into a base, I have a chiv bedika. But what happens if my plan is to sell the house, to lease the house to a guy? So the Chassam Sofer said, there's no chiv bedika then. Right? So that's why many Rabbanim now offer the option to Balabatim who are going away for Pesach, the Chassam Sofer option. Right? That is that instead of selling your chametz, or in addition to selling your chametz, you also lease the house to a guy. Right? So then that raises the question that the Bedikas Chametz raises. And that is, but is it, how realistic is it? If the emes is the guy canvas, it's a real lease. It has to be a real lease. If you signed in your leasehold agreement that you will not sublet the home, you can't do this deal. You have to get permission from, it has to be a real lease, otherwise you're chayav in bedika. But if you own the house, you can lease it to a guy. So we have the option that nowadays, but the lease has to be done as of Orli Adalid, the eve of the 14th. According to Rabbi, the two chiyuvei bedika, chazal or misakein, a chiyuv bedika that begins at Shleishim Yayim, and a chiyuv bedika that is on the 14th. So if you're going to do the bidik on the 14th, that you fulfill your obligation. If you're not going to be on the 14th, then you have a running obligation that begins after Purim. It has to be taken care of. Now, I know that I'm going to sell this house on the eve of the 14th, so my chiv bidika is going to be uprooted l'mafreya. I'm not sure how to do the loans exactly. I'm not holding the sugya. But if the 14th comes and the house still belongs to me, chiv bedika is chal. So I'm going to lease it tomorrow? That's not so pasha. That leasing it out tomorrow is going to get me out of the chiv bedika on the eve of the 14th. The Chassam Sofer doesn't say that. So that's why that's why Rabbanim, who offer this program, it's called a program, right? Offer the Chassam Sofer option, call the option. The Chassam Sofer option, and lease the house out in order for people going through programs need not do chiyuv bedika, has to be that we have a special meeting with the non-Jew on the eve of the 14th, before the chiyuv bedika is chal. And then we do two things. One is we sell chametz that Jews in America own in Eretz Yisrael, where the chiyuv beer is going to happen earlier. And even though Rav Poiskim hold that it's a chayvus agavra, and you need not worry about it, but since there are poskim who say that you have to have your chometz mavur in accordance with the time of when the chiv bir is chal, so we sell chometz and we sublease the homes to patr pirsa chiv bedika. Where does it all come from? So the Gemara says, The Gemara says, where did Rava come up with the 30-day limit? Where did the 30 days come from? Right? So far we had that this din that Rava's din, Rava's two dinim. That 30 days before Pesach, if I, the chiyuv bedika is chal, mechatei say 30 days. Kiritanya the Braisa Shoyalin Bidorshin Bilchis Pesach Koinim Pesach Shloishim Yoim. Comes from that din. Gemara says, Rishonim ask, Ma'inyan Shvi'i Neitar Sinai? What's one got to do with the other? The first din in Sanhedrin, I understand what has to do with it. That people know that if you're talking Pesach, it's because Pesach's within 30 days. So that creates an expectation and you can't change the calendar. And that's a machloikas. Good. Over here, Rav has this mechudish digdin that bedika begins 30 days earlier. Okay, Givaldig. Where do you get the 30 days from? It's Rava. How is Rav mesakin 30 days? So the Gemara says Rava was mesakin 30 days because there was a brice that says you begin discussing those Pesach 30 days before. How do you connect the dots? At this point, the Gemara introduces that Braisa, that it's really a machlekes tanoim, whether one begins to learn Hilchis Pesach 30 days before, what I just do, or when the Gemara, or when the begin learning Hilchis Pesach 2 weeks before. All right? Now, just one step further, then we'll take some questions. The end of this Braisa, the Gemara says, my time with the Tanakam. So look at the Braisa, it says, Shari Moshe, oim in Pesach Rishonu, Mazio Pesach Sheini. Because when did Moshe Rabbeinu teach Hilchus Pesach Sheini? When the Jews came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we're not going to do a Korban, we're Tamei, the Nefesh Adam. We can't do Korban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say to them, okay, I'll take care of you later on, don't worry. He didn't say kacha, then we'll discuss it. No. Right away. He says, he begins to teach in Hilchus Pesach Sheini. So we learn the 30 days from Pesach Sheini. Hine oimid Moshe Pesach Rishon, umelame Hilchus Pesach Sheini. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, I have a better raya. I said, why do I, my time Rav Shmuel Gamliel, why am I going to the Pesach Sheni? When did Moshe Rabbeinu begin teaching the Pesach? The first time he teaches the halachas, that's when you should have the widest margin of time. Second time is Chazara. Third time is Chazara. He did it before, but the first time, right? Shenemra Chodesh Zelachem Rish Chodashim. Knew when was that? That was Rish Chodesh Nisan. So 2 weeks is good enough. When is this din of Shoyalin Hilchas of Pesach? And Rava apparently paskind like the Tanakama that is Shloshim Yoim Koidim. Alright? Kacha din. Go ahead.
Why do we care about absolving ourselves of the Chiyu Vidika if we're not going to be over any Yisurim anyways?
Ooh.
So we're just missing out on Mitzvah Zasei.
Correct. So Shnei Tshuvas Bedover. All right? The same what Yaakov is asking. He's saying, if I'm not going to be there, I'm not going to be there. So I'm not going to be Oiver, I'm not going to be Nichshol and Pesach. Chometz. Right? So why should Rava say...
I was asking more like specifically the Chometz option.
Yeah.
Who cares if you sell right before the Isser Chometz?
Yeah.
So you miss out on the mitzvah. You're chiyav b'digi. You miss out on the mitzvah to do b'digi. Mm. But still, you're not going to be over any yisurim of owning chametz.
Why not?
If you do the selling, if you do the chametz over option, you sell it right before the time where the rabbanim are going to sell the chametz. So you're
no, but there's a chiyav b'digi that was chal. Or the Arbosa. So I'll sell tomorrow, but I was over the chiyav b'digi at night.
Is a chiyav b'digi just an opportunity for a mitzvah sase, or it's a lus sase?
The bedika is being done, so I will not be over the Easter of. I won't be over the Easter of my Rabbi Yimotze. Right? And take care of my Eshbosses Chometz.
It doesn't sound like there's an Easter to not fulfill your Chiyuv bedika.
Mm.
As long as you know you're not going to be over the.
Right, so that's what leads the. I'm fortunate to point out that there must be a Chiyuv Rabbanus to do bedika. Right, that's exactly from this Gemara. And the Chassam Sefer goes a step further. Right, in other words, from here you see, Mikan Ro'im, the Chiyuv Rabbanan to do Bedika. That's number one.
Is an Isser not to do it?
I'm not sure what that means. It's a Chiyuv to do it. So Chazam Misakin.
So that means there's a mitzvah to do it. But
so the Chassam Sefer goes a step further and says, not only is there a Chiyuv to do it, but there's a mitzvah to do it, and I should try to make sure I do the mitzvah. So the Chassam Sofer says if a person is going to follow his suggestion, and let's say Reuven is going to his parents' home, so he subleases his house on, this year it's Bedikas Thursday night, right? So he subleases the house Thursday afternoon. He gets in the car and starts driving. And he drives, and he gets to his parents' home Friday afternoon. So he has not had the opportunity to do Bedikas Chometz. So Chassam Sefer says he should find a way of being mechayev himself from Bdikas Chametz. I would say it's not a big problem. He's in a car. It's his car. It's Chametz. They'll do Bdik in the car. That's a poshut. That's a key in the Bdik. He has to do Bdika. But the Chassam Sefer says he should sublease the house except for one area. So he can do Bdika. It's a chiddush Chassam Sefer. That there's also a mitzvah to do Bdikas Chametz. Exactly because of your Dik in the Sugya. Yehuda.
Why is this a good reason? Why is the Tanakhama's reason that the Bnei Shalom Moshe Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach Sheni a good ride? Because they didn't know about Pesach Sheni at the time. They only wanted it for right now.
Yeah.
So why is this
all... No, the rise that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Hilchos Pesach Sheni.
Because they went to it then, but if they went 29 days, or the day before Pesach, then...
So apparently the Gemara is assuming that then Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, Avoisai... You'll have a chance to do Pesach Sheni. I'll discuss with you. Not now. We'll discuss later on. The fact that Moshe didn't discuss it right then with all the details, instead of just saying, don't worry, there's going to be a Pesach Sheni, and then we'll get to it, he explained all the halachas just then. Now, Yehuda's a very good question. Is this, L'chaira, no one is saying it's a Din D'oraisa. Right? Sounds like some takana de rabbanan, right? So that's it. Now, kasha number one is, how do you learn pshat? How do you go from the halacha of teaching Hilchas Pesach Shloshim Yom Kodem? How do you get from there to the halacha of Shloshim Yom Kodem? Is when Chazal were misakan the din of bedika. That's kasha number one. How do you connect the dots? The Beis Yosef has another kasha. Beis Yosef says one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas is the last Gemara in Masechtas Megillah. Right? Many people learn Megillah in order to make a Siyum, so that's why it's a famous Gemara. The Yedaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. The last Gemara in Megillah. Mitzvoson shiukoyren oison kol echon vi echon bizmano. Tonu Rabbonon Moshe tikin lev Yisrael shiu shoylin vidorshin bin yonu shal yoyim hilchus Pesach bepesach hilchus atzeres batzeres hilchus chag bechag. Right? So what is... So the Beis Yosef says, the Gemara, the Chazal say, also at Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Misakein, Sholem V'Dorsh, not Shloshim Yom Kodem, but Pesach V'Pesach. Not Shloshim Yom Kodem. So how do you put the two Gemaras together? That's the Beis Yosef's kasha. There is a famous mahalach of the Ran. The Ran in Masechtas Pesachim, he asked the question, how do you understand this lashon of sholin v'dorshin? Dorshin. In fact, it's even more surprising is that Shulchan Aruch's lashon is shoylin. What's pshat shoylin? Should be just darshan. The Ran points out also our mesechta. There's a tesefta in Masechta Sanhedrin is parak above. What is it they say? Yes. They say in the end of parak Zion. that discusses the zechuyos that Talmidim have in asking questions. For example, Chacham shenichna sein shoylin oisei miyad. Atchitis yashik daite. Talmid Chacham comes into the Beis HaMedrash. Don't ask him questions until Tisyashiv Daite. That's why it's not, people ask weighty questions when the good old door is taking an elevator. And they publish also the Sfarim based on the elevator questions, on the way to the Chasana, in between the dancing at the Chasana. Chacham shenichnas ein shalom yisem yad, Tisyashiv, you have to give him a chance to have Yishuv Adas. V'chein Talmid Chacham shenichnas ein rashay lish'ol at Tisyashiv Daite. Nichnas umotzon shin osukin malacha leikoyfis l'soich divrayim ad sheyeshu v'yeida ve'ezin inyan ein osukin. So before that, the Gemara talks about they once asked Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, somebody came over to him once and said, Rebbe, can I ask you a question? He said, of course. He said, can I ask you a question not on what you're learning right now? Because the Gemara says that you shouldn't ask Rebbe a question on Shalik, on an area that he's not learning. So Aaron said that was a time when people, when they were learning, they were so arrogant in the sugya that they couldn't think about another sugya. He says, nowadays, we're not even learning what we're learning nowadays. So you don't have to worry about... So the Gemara says, if people have... If various Talmidim come. Nizkokin l'shoyel. Echad shoyel v'echad shaloy l'shoyel. Two Talmidim come. One is a kasha. One is coming. Another kasha. Nizkokin l'shoyel. So then the Rebbe first responds to the one who has a kasha. Hashoyel ma'aseh. Tzarech sheyem ma'aseh nishoyel. Person who says, I'm asking Allah Lamai, has to say it's Allah Lamai. Vashoyel ki inyan, vashoyel shaloi ki inyan, meshinus and shoyel ki inyan. And if a person has something which is relevant for right now, and another Talmud has a question that is not relevant for right now, so then the Allah is that you have to respond to the question that's relevant for right now. And the Gemara goes on to other ways to organize the shiurim that are going to be given. Halacha lemaisa, medrash hagada. So the Ran says, when does Hilchos Pesach become a shol ki inyan? No question, if a guy has a shaila on Hilchos Pesach, and Talmud be as a shenachas tefillin, and you're holding by Chanukah time, so we know what's the shol ki inyan. Obviously, tefillin. It's today, Pesach after a while, right? Person is a shaila in Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Sukkah, they're different mesechtas, and it's the middle of the it's an ER time, right? And both are not ki inyan. Person is a shenachas Pesach. When to the Ran says, when does Hilchas Pesach become ki inyan? When it comes to sugya. So the Chiddush Ran says that's pshat in the Gemara in Psachim. Gemara says Shloish Ma'ivitayu. How did Rava come up with 30 days? So the Ran says when Chazal were Misakin and Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin that Shoyalin Vidorshin Bilchais Pesach Shloish Yoim. So what was this lashon of Shoyalin Vidorshin? It was that if a person asks this question, then you have to respond to this question. Shoyel in Vidarshan. So Rava says it again. So Rava says this is what the Ran says, this is a pshat in the Gemara. What that Rava says, you see, Chazal said, Shoyalin Vidarshan. that if a person asks a kasha in Hilchos Pesach, within 30 days, he's the one we have to respond to. If it asks the kasha in Hilchos Pesach at the beginning of Adar, he would not be the person that you respond to. He asks the kasha Mitzoy Purim, then he is the Dorshan. That means he's the Kenyan. How did he become Kenyan? Says Rava, according to Chiddush Ran, Vayistachayis, from here you see that Hilchos Pesach began 30 days before. That's Shlosh Rimei Vidatayu. How did they begin 30 days before? What's the din? What's Chal? So that's how Rava understood it must be that the Hilchos Hachonas Pesach, Hilchos Bedikas Pesach, begin 30 days before. And that's how it became Shoel Kinyan. Right, that's how the Chiddush Rambam learns Pshat. That's how you connect the dots of that sugya. So Mikan Yotze is an interesting din. Right, so according to the Chiddush Iran, the halacha of Shloshim Yom Koidem is not a din of a chiyuv to learn halachos. It's that it gives the Talmud this chus of saying today we should learn Hilchos Pesach. I would like to discuss Hilchos Pesach today. So if a guy says comes to Shir and he says I want to discuss Hilchos Pesach and it's Hanukkah time, you say sorry. The Rebbe can choose what to discuss, either Hanukkah or something else. It's an Edrin. But if a Talmud comes Shloishim Yom Koinem and he wants to learn Hilchos Pesach, so then he's the Shoel Kinyan. That's Chiddush Iran. So the Achrayim say. So that's how the Chiddush Iran will learn Pshat in the Gemara in Megillah. That the two separate takonas. One takona was when to learn the halachos. Tana Rabbanan and Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Shu Shalom V'Darshan B'Yidon Shal Yoyim. So this Shalom V'Darshan, that's a different din. It's got to be a different din. Because this could even be after the halachos v'chal already. Says that they run two separate halachos. One is halacha of Hilchos Talmud Torah and Yom Tov, the special din that in Yom Tov learned in Yonah de Yoyma. Next din, that if a person is a Shailer of Pesach, he is a Sholki Indian. That's how they run with Miyashi the two. Many of the Rishonim hold that ask kashas in the run. They have numerous kashas. Kasha number one is here it says Shalom V'Darshan. Kasha number two is that in Sanhedrin. How do you get rid of this?
Can I just ask Rebbe a quick question?
Yep.
Was Rebbe saying that the Gemara Megillah is two dinim or just one dinim? One din in Megillah.
One din in Megillah, but they're two separate dinim de Rabbanan.
In the Gemara Megillah?
No. The Gemara Megillah records one.
Okay, fine.
And here's the Chavetz Chaim's Gevaldik Akasha against the Ran from our sugya, Sanhedrin. This is our sugya. Because our sugya says, Umipurya darshinin vilchus pesach titnan shoylin vilchus koyin le pesach shloishim yoyim. Look at the Margolis Hayom. Margolis Hayom says that he thinks it's the different Gersois. But the Chavetz Chaim says, Ar Sugi, Ar Mesichta, Mi Puya Darshina and the Tanya Shailin. So the Chavetz Chaim says, the Gemara and Sanhedrin says you can't change the date of Pesach because people are learning Hilchos Pesach already. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if the pshat in the Gemara was that if a Talmud is a kasha Hilchos Pesach after Purim, you have to discuss it, then that doesn't mean that Klal Yisrael is learning Hilchos Pesach. It means in every Beis HaMedrash, they'll spend some time answering the Pesach kashas. So Chavetz Chaim says, you see from this Gemara that the Rishonim understand that there's a mitzvah to discuss Hilchos Pesach from after Purim. That is the takana. In other words, that there were two separate takanas. Both are saying the same din, but two separate halachas. One halacha is that you have to learn Hilchos Pesach in preparation for Pesach, and one is that Chazal or Misakein, that one has to learn Hilchos Pesach on Pesach. Look at the Rashi at the very end of Megillah. Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Shu Shalom V'Dosh M'Yonah Shal Yoyim Lom Hutzrach L'Chtoiv Kan V'Yedaber Moshe V'Chikol HaMitzvahs Kulon L'Yomer Moshe L'Yisrael. So how is the Gemara darshaning? It's a fascinating Gemara, because it says the Pasuk in Chumash is recording a takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't become a deraisa. V'yedaber Moshe Yisrael, Moshe Tikkun L'Yomer Yisrael. It's a record of a takon. Malva yedaber, melamish yedaber imon hilchos kol moid umoid bizmanon. Laidia chuke ho elekim visay rasov. Vikiblu vikimus char mitzvahs aleyem vialbineyem baze ube bo. What is Rashi adding on over here? Kol moid umoid bizmanon. He would teach the halachis in yonah de yoyma. L'idea to teach them chukei lekim b'sei roisa. Right? If Rashi would end over here, it would sound like that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Hilchas Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah to blow Shofar. But he ends v'kiblu v'kimu schar mitzvahs aleihem v'albaneihem bozeh for this ubeba and for the upcoming yom. So l'chayra, what Rashi's bothered by is that if I want to learn Hilchas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, if I want to learn Hilchas Achilas Matzah on Pesach, what is the Hilchas Chag B'Chag then Moshe is Masakin? Start Yom Tov, bring your Korban Pesach, have your Matzah, your Mor. Have your Seder. All right, now, get up the next morning, Shachris, Musaf, Kisa Torah. Now you want to Mekayim Hilchas Chag B'Chag. What are you going to be learning? Pesach is done already. Matzah is done already.
Next night.
Only one day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So you're going to learn Easter Chometz. That's what's left.
Tarovis.
The whole side. So l'chayra, what Rashi is pointing out is that Moshe Rabbeinu is misaken to learn the halachos of the Yom Tov even not lemais anymore. Kimu v'kiblu schara mitzvahs aleihem. L'chayra means by understanding the mitzvahs in a deeper way, so that he gets more schar for those mitzvahs. Val b'neihem b'zeh u'beba for this Yom Tov and for the future. In other words, what Rashi is pointing out is two different parts of Talmud Torah. There's one mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like the Beis Levi says, you got to know what to do. That is the takon of Shloshim Yom Kodem. There's another din of Talmud Torah, to understand the Rosh Hashanah Torah deeper. So to Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesakin, that even though I did the mitzvah last night, Matzah's done already. Korban Pesach's done already. Why am I learning that now? It's done. Next year. Every Pesach, I'll learn it again. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesakein, that there's a special din of understanding the mitzvahs in a deeper way, boy b'yoyim, the Ramchal's idea that there's a special school to the day itself. So those are two separate halachas. We just this scratched the surface of the sugya. Because it's the machlokes rishonim as to whether are we now in the period of time of the chiyuv of shel ki'inyan, or is there a chiyuv now to learn Hilchos Pesach? So the Chofetz Chaim takes the view that shoyelin Hilchos Pesach does not mean like the Chidush Eran, because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The first Be'er Halacha, he develops this idea, Talai Yud Beis Mashma, So he asks a kasha from the run. Tzorach, he didn't have to answer the run. And therefore he concludes at the end. Kevin de Bishastil Makam Makoimois. Maisig Morris Stam Shoyalin Kunim Yam Yam. Veloilish Stamit Bechana Duchta Loim Reves Avad. There's a deacon from the Yerushalmi. Vechain Mashmal Chora. The mitzvah of Kol Echad Laschil Lilmoid. Hilchis Pesach Mipur Mad Kan Lashayna. Ube'emes Divri Abahad. And now she attacked him with work in Vora. Val Kolponim, Beis HaMedrash, Bechaburis, Bevada, Yeshchir, Lulmoy, Shoshim Yom Koidem, Af Nisham, Bekemosh HaKosa, Vapnei Moshe. That's a dig Nisham, we didn't get there. But the Chavitz Chaim says, he has Rav Rishonim, Vechein Bab Or Zeruah, the Dorshin Shoshim Yom Koidem. He brings Rayas from the Keyach, against the Chiddush Iran. However, it does raise a question as to the question the Chiddush Iran is coming to answer has to be answered. The question that the Beis Yosef asks, again, not such a powerful question, because it could be two separate dinim, but also requires a yeshiva. Okay, but as far as we can get right now, so